Archer's Omnibus
for the week 22 to 27 October 2000.
Thieves, put all those shapes in the box.
Hayley, yeah? Can you help me with this?
Yes, sorry. I just want to get Phoebe sorted.
Yes. It's okay. Dad gave me a hammer that up the stairs. Is she all right?
Yeah. Just wanted to see what was going on, didn't you, sweetheart?
Good job you unpacked her playpen first.
Well, she can have a little pillow to calm her, and then I'll put her down for a nap.
Better get this bed set up, then.
Come on, then. You think this is right? There's so much room.
Compared to Willow Farm, I know. Yeah, looks all right to me.
Well, she can have a play area by the window.
Right, there we go. Ah, good idea.
You're going to have so much room for your toys, aren't you, Phoebes?
I just look a bit bare.
Hey, don't worry, I've got all sorts of plans. Oh, I'm so happy.
Yes, oh my.
my dears.
Sorry, Marjorie.
Yeah, let me take that box off you.
Thank you. You shouldn't have carried that up. Oh,
I told her that. Hello, Phoebe. How do you like your new house?
Mm. That box needs to go into the bedroom, Mum.
Hey, what do you think of Phoebe's room now? I've got it nearly straight.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yes, isn't it?
Yeah, we think so.
Thank you.
Your room, did you say, Roy?
Yeah.
That's not more stuff from Grey Gables.
It's just a bit of paperwork.
A bit? Now, if you think you're setting up office in our bedroom...
Oh, dear, haven't you got enough space?
Of course he has.
Just take the notice as any teasing.
I'll take this through, then.
Oh, thanks.
Now, what are you going to do about lunch?
Oh, we've got cold stuff.
On a Sunday?
Well, it won't hurt us. Good for the figure, Roy's, anyway.
Oi, you cheeky. It's a good thing we got guests.
You can join me later. I can easily put on a few more vegetables, and I'm sure the joint would stretch.
Oh, no, we couldn't put you out like that.
Well, you wouldn't be.
Oh, it's so sweet of you to offer. But we've still got a lot to do, really. And we don't really want to stop for a big meal, Marjorie.
No.
Well, all right. Now, let me cook you something tomorrow evening, then. A housewarming feast.
That'd be lovely. Oh, you do the main course, I'll make the pudding. Cooperative effort.
It's a date.
Yeah, but don't let us spoil your dinner now.
Oh, it'll keep. I can help you.
Honestly, there's no need.
No. Dad and I are moving any heavy stuff. Mum's doing the boxes.
And I am interior designer, so it's all sorted.
Oh, well, if I'm surplus to requirements. But if there's anything you need, just let me know.
Oh, we will. She's so sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, we could not have a nicer landlady. Fancy wanting to share a Sunday lunch with us?
Yeah.
Oh, come on now, Phoebe. You're getting fed up. Is it time for your nap?
Well, we better get this bed made up, then. Otherwise, there won't be anywhere for her to have it.
There they are. Right at the end of the field, as usual.
I could have managed.
I know you could. I fancied a walk.
Oh, it's a lovely afternoon. But you don't want to leave Ruth alone with the children for too long.
Oh, well, they're watching The Little Mermaid. Again. If I see that one more time, I shall grow into a fish's tail myself.
Fetching the cow seemed a more inviting prospect.
I'll say. Oh, they look so cosy together, all snuggled up on the city.
Ruth is looking better.
I know.
I was very moved by her speech on Friday.
Yes, so was I.
I think the most important thing to me was what she said about Brookfield.
Yeah, me too.
Hearing how much it meant to her. Well, in these hard times, that was very reassuring.
Yes.
Ah, well, it's a lovely afternoon. Just that nip in the air.
Yes, autumn's well and truly here. How much longer do you think we can keep the cows out? Tony's got his in.
I know.
It's ironic, isn't it? Our cow's out longer than the organic farms.
They'll be all right for a bit yet. No sign of poaching.
It's working well, this system.
This sward's looking particularly good. You see how much thicker it is than when we started?
Yeah. All done by grazing management.
Well, it's a skill we've rather let go in the past.
I must get Ruth to come out and have a look.
Well, yes, she'll be pleased.
But she was more keen on this grassland strategy of yours than I was.
I was right there, wasn't I?
You certainly were. The way prices have gone, I don't know how we'd have managed if... Hey, that's odd.
What?
That one on her own, Lexi.
Oh, don't like the way she's standing.
Oh, no, you don't think... Not again.
Is she all right?
Oh, still well away. Exhausted by all the excitement.
Oh, I know how she feels.
Well, don't worry. I've done everything now.
Are you sure? You don't want any of me posters moved a quarter of an inch to the right?
Oh, now you mention it.
I hope you are joking.
Of course I am. I just want it to be perfect.
Oh, I gathered.
And now it is.
Can I get that in writing?
Can you get me a cup of tea?
Slave driver.
Oh, pining for your Bachelor Freedom after less than 24 hours.
You could change me mind.
How?
Well, let's have tea in the bedroom. We haven't tried out our new mattress yet.
Oh, we'll be sleeping on it tonight.
Exactly.
Hmm. Oh, I see. You want to actually test the springs first. Oh, Marjorie!
I'm sorry to interrupt, only the door was open.
Was it?
And you've got a visitor.
Hey, hello, you two. It's only me.
Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, isn't this cosy?
Oh, quite private too, really.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? If you've come to see Phoebes...
Well, of course I have. And you too, naturally.
Oh, I'm afraid I've just put her down for a nap.
Oh, well, that's a pity. Still, it'll be a nice surprise for when she wakes up.
What, you being here?
Oh, not just that.
Jennifer's brought her a present.
I can't wait to see her face when I give it to her.
Oh, she may sleep for hours, though.
Yeah, we can arrange another time for you to...
I can't possibly take it away with me, not now Brian's gone.
It would be difficult.
Well, you could leave it here. I promise we won't let her open it till you're here.
Yeah, of course we won't. Where is it, anyway?
Downstairs. And I don't wish to seem unhelpful, but we can't really leave it where it is.
Well, of course we can't. It's blocking your hallway.
Blocking the hallway?
Jennifer, what on earth have you bought her?
Come and see. She's going to be so thrilled. I can't wait to see her little face.
There you are, old girl. All over for you for the time being.
We could have done without this. Just when you think things are going okay.
I'm going to need to take some samples.
Yes, of course.
Well, you did right to call me.
Well, we thought we'd better, seeing she wasn't due for another 2 months.
I thought so. I'd have put this fetus at under the 7 month mark.
And with the car that slipped her calf last week.
Yes. I don't like the sound of this.
Well, we hoped it was an isolated incident.
Yeah, but now...
Well, at least she was near to term, so she'll probably come into lactation.
Not much hope of that with this one, though, is there?
No, I doubt it. We'll try and get her back in calf, now I've cleaned her up a bit.
Won't be any milk for nearly a year, the way things are.
We can ill afford to lose a year's production from a high-yielding cow. There's little enough profit in the job anyway.
No, it's not easy at the moment.
I'll say.
Perhaps we'd do better to colour.
Well, that's up to you, of course.
Though I'd hate to do it.
Do you think we could lose some more, Alistair?
Oh, well, let's not panic before we have to. If I take blood and milk from the dam and tissue sample from the fetus, I can whip them into the VI centre and... Well, we should have some answers by the end of the week.
Any idea what it might be?
Well, one thing you could discount. What's the leptospirosis status of the herd?
Oh, well, that's all right. We had the test done. When was it? About a year ago. And it was negative, wasn't it, David?
Yeah.
But when exactly?
Well,
was it more than 12 months ago?
I don't think so, but I'm not exactly sure.
Ruth looked after all that side of things.
Well, we can check with her if you want to know exactly.
Well, it needs to be done every year, you know.
Yeah, I know, Alistair. But with everything going on, well, we never really got around to it.
I should have thought of it. It's my fault.
Don't blame yourself, Dad. We all rely on Ruth.
Well, no point in worrying till the tests come back.
Yeah, and no point in worrying Ruth either.
You think that's what it might be, Alistair? Leptospirosis?
Well, it's certainly a possibility. But let's not jump to conclusions, eh?
Right, of course. To Cambridge Cross. That's right. Look, she loves it, doesn't she?
Well, she does seem to. Do you like that, Phoebes? Having your own little horse?
She's got a very good seat.
What? She sits well on the horse.
Take off your Auntie Lillian, don't you? We see you at Olympia yet. To see a fine lady ride on the white horse.
I suppose it'll be a pony next.
Where are we going to bring that?
And bells on it.
Oh, in here, Mum.
Oh, Betty, that's nice. Here, the grandma can see what a lovely horse you've got.
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you again, only after... Oh, good heavens.
Takes your breath away, doesn't it?
Where did that come from?
It's a present from Jennifer.
That's a warming present.
Hey, me and Roy are going to get a lot of fun out of that.
Aren't we just?
Well, I would have got her one before, but, well, you never really had the space at Willow Farm, did you?
No, I suppose not.
I could have put one in Kate's cottage.
She got a woodworm by the time she came back.
Oh, I don't think so.
Don't you?
Anyway, we can always move it for you, can't we?
I suppose I should be getting back. I've got lots to do for my Halloween evening.
I'll see you out.
No, no, there's no need, Roy.
No, it's no trouble.
Bye, Phoebe, darling.
There's something I want to ask you anyway, Jennifer.
Oh, I see. Well, bye.
Bye.
See you and Horsey soon. Bye, Hayley.
Bye, Betty.
Bye. Bye.
I hope she's not going to be a frequent visitor.
Oh, tis a lovely rocking horse.
Oh, it is, I suppose. Wasn't the Trojan horse a wooden one?
So who do you think's in there, then?
I don't know. Kate?
Oh, let's hope not. Tis beautiful, though. Mike and I could never have afforded anything like that.
Oh, Phoebe would have been happy with something much simpler. I mean, if Jennifer was going to spend that much money on it, she could have given it to Roy to buy her winter clothes.
Well, wouldn't have been able to boast about that, would she?
I suppose not. Hey, you really don't have to feel bad about it.
Oh, it's nice of you to say so.
Especially after all the help you've given us today.
Oh, that was no trouble. I was glad to see the back of some of Roy's things, to tell you the truth.
Has she gone?
No, she's talking to Marjorie. She doesn't know any more than I do.
About what?
When Kate's coming home. All those hints.
I've told you, Roy, you don't need to worry about that.
Of course you don't.
I hope not. Anyway, Mum, now her ladyship is safely off the premises, what can we do for you?
I brought Phoebe a present too.
Oh, that's really kind of you.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, I meant to give it to her before, but with all the rush of the moving...
Phoebe's here is another present for you. Oh, you're a lucky girl.
Nothing compared to that horse.
Well, she doesn't like it that much. Hey,
down you come, Phoebe.
That's right. More paper for you to tear up.
Oh, gently now, gently. There.
Oh, mobile. Oh, Mum.
Oh, you really like it?
Oh, Betty, it's lovely. Hey, look, Phoebs. All these dolphins, aren't they pretty? They love dolphins, don't they?
Yeah, well, she likes playing with the one she's got for the bath. They leap out the water, don't they?
I'll put it over a bed.
Yeah, and you can watch them when you go off to sleep and think about your kind Nana, can't you, Phoebs?
Oh, and I'll think about you. I shall miss her.
Oh, now, Mum.
No, it's all right. I'm really pleased for you all. I think you're going to be very happy.
We could go to the playground. Would you like that?
Yes, please.
Cathy, have you got a minute?
Yes, of course. Oh, Jamie, we've forgotten your football. Could you just run in the house and fetch it while I talk to Auntie Pat? It's in the hall.
Okay.
You're taking him out for a game? I thought we'd go down to the playground. Then I want to see if I can track Hayley down. Oh, well, I did try and get hold of her last week, but she was so busy with the move.
Well, that's gone very well, so Betty was telling me.
But now that's out of the way, I hope she'll be able to help me with Jamie.
I know it must be difficult for you. Heaven knows, half-term used to be difficult enough for me, and I work at home.
I thought I'd got it all sorted.
Honestly, Cathy, it doesn't matter. If you decide you can't work at all this week...
No, I want to. Things are really buzzing at the moment.
Helen thinks so.
I don't want to let you down. And I need the money.
It's just that we do need to know one way or another.
Helen needs to arrange cover, of course. That's life as a single mum. It's tricky.
Cathy, you aren't entirely on your own.
Oh, yes, I am. Where Jamie's concerned, anyway. I mean, you've been wonderful, of course, but...
I wasn't fishing for compliments. I meant... Well... Jamie still has a father. It's not as if Sid is one of those men who just doesn't want to know.
You think I should let Sid have him more this week?
Well, it would make it easier for you to work.
I don't know. I just can't bear the thought of Jamie being with that woman more than he has to.
Cathy, you know I'm on your side.
Oh, you've been a rock, unlike some.
Then, can I say this as a friend? Don't you think you're being just a little bit unfair to Sid?
No, I don't.
You know he loves Jamie.
When it was easy, he did. Now it takes a bit more effort.
Isn't it possible he's finding it as complicated to sort out these new arrangements as you are?
Why? He's still in our home. And he's got Jolene there. He's got everything he wants.
Except Jamie.
Oh, here he is coming back.
Jamie loves his dad too.
Oh, we'd better get on if I'm going to find Hayley, as well as getting a game of football.
Well, if you did want to drop in at the Bull at all today, I don't mind having him.
That won't be necessary. Don't worry, Pat. I'll have something sorted by the end of the day, I promise you. There you are. It's all over now.
Hi, love. Do you need any help?
No, thanks. I can cope with a bit of ear tagging.
You should have found me. I could have got into the crush for you.
It's all right. Bert did it.
Oh. So where's he now?
Phil wanted him to help with the carving.
All right. I'll let this one go, shall I?
Okay.
There you go. All over.
Right. Well, as Healy's got the kids for the afternoon...
Oh, yeah.
I'll just take a look at the calves.
Ah, it's nice to see you getting involved again.
Which is just as well at the moment, from what I hear.
How do you mean?
I gather we've had another cow aboard.
Ah, you know about that, then?
Yeah, I know.
Who told you?
Bert. He just assumed I knew.
Well, I wasn't really trying to keep it a secret.
So why didn't you tell me?
Well, I just didn't want to worry you before I had to.
It was a sight more worrying, wondering what on earth was the matter with your dad.
Yeah, he's not very good at concealing his feelings, is he?
No. I was imagining all sorts. When I found out what it was, I was positively relieved.
Sorry.
I thought Jill might be ill or something.
I just... Until we know, you know, till we get the test results.
Well, let's hope it's not leptospirosis.
Yeah, but if it is... Well, it's only money, isn't it?
Quite a lot of money. But I wish you'd told me. I wasn't going to get it out of proportion. Not after everything.
You just seem so much more positive since the harvest, son.
I am. I
didn't want to spoil that.
It won't, whatever happens.
Well, I'm glad you know. Now we're all in it together.
There's nothing any of us can do till we get the test results.
No. Trouble is, though, it reminds Dad of the TB... All that waiting for tests.
It reminds all of us, I should think.
Oh, love, I didn't mean waiting for your tests. Of course there was no comparison.
I wasn't thinking of that.
No?
No. And if you weren't either, I'm pleased. It means maybe we're starting to put all that behind us.
I suppose it does.
But if it is leptospirosis, Phil's right to be worried.
Well, he blames himself missing that test.
That's just daft. It wasn't something he normally arranged.
No, it was one of your many tasks. You see how indispensable you are.
I know. You really can't manage without me, can you?
No, we can't.
That's all right. You won't have to. Let's get this calf back to a shed, shall we?
That's right, Pip. You push Josh nicely. It'll be your turn soon.
Hey!
Oh,
that's good. Just the person I wanted to see.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Jamie. Enjoying your holiday?
Yes, thank you.
Well, why don't you go and play on the swings with Pip and Josh?
Yes, Pip could do with a bit of help. Well, he didn't need much persuading, did he?
No. He misses having other children around. I don't feel I can invite his friends to Bridge Farm much.
Don't you?
Well, Pat's been so kind. I don't want to disrupt things for her any more than I have to.
Oh, I'm sure she wouldn't mind. She loves kids.
She does. I'm not so sure about Tom and Helen.
Oh. Well, be easy when you've got a place of your own.
Yes, when? Anyway, never mind about that. How's your place working out?
Oh, it's lovely.
Good.
We have finally finished the decorating. And Phoebe's room looks a treat. And Marjorie, she's been absolutely wonderful. Me, Roy and Phoebe under one roof. Feels like a real family.
Yeah. Well, the excitement seems to have worn Phoebe out.
Oh, yeah, poor lamb. Moving's really knocked her routine for six.
Well, she'll adjust, won't
yeah.
she? Children can get used to anything. She certainly looks peaceful enough now.
Oh, yeah, bless her. Hey, I hope this doesn't mean she's going to be awake all evening.
You got something special planned?
Well, Marjorie's cooking us a meal as a housewarming present.
Oh, what a nice idea.
Oh, yeah. Better than a rocking horse.
Who gave you one of those?
I'll give you three guesses.
Jennifer Aldridge?
Spot on.
I suppose it's very splendid.
Oh, it is. Roy reckons we could enter it for Hickstead.
Jennifer does like to make her presence felt.
Yeah. But I'm hoping now we're all together, I shan't have to see quite so much of her.
I suppose not.
Well, it's going to make things so much easier for looking after Phoebe.
Of course it is.
Anyway, how are things with you? Any luck on the house hunting front?
Not really. There's nothing around to rent which I like. And there's absolutely no sign of any movement on a financial settlement.
Oh, I see.
I mean, even if I had any idea how much I'm going to have to spend, I simply haven't had the time to look. What with working and looking after Jamie?
I don't suppose half term is helping much, is it?
No, it's not. Which is why I'm glad I bumped into you.
Oh, yeah?
Is there any chance You could take Jamie for a few days this week. Oh. My arrangements have fallen through at the last minute.
Oh, dear.
I'd be really grateful.
Kathy, I would love to. But I'm sorry, I can't.
Well, it was just a thought.
Honestly, I would if I could, you know that. But I'm at Josie's solidly for the rest of the week.
Oh, I see.
And she was really good about letting me have time off to move.
Honestly, it doesn't matter.
Which meant she had to call in some childcare favours. I've got to pay back this week.
I understand.
Her house is going to be heaving with children as it is. I don't think I can squeeze Jamie in.
Hayley, it's all right.
I'm taking Pip and Josh some days and Phoebe as...
Hayley, it doesn't matter. You don't have to explain.
I just feel really bad about it.
You don't need to feel bad. It's not your fault I'm in this situation.
Hayley? Is that you? You're early. I thought you said that...
Oh dear, right.
Marjorie, I wasn't expecting... Is Hayley in?
No.
Well, then how did you... Oh, I suppose the door is open.
I'm not going to make a habit of this.
Oh, it's your house?
No, as I said before, this is your flat and I respect that.
Well?
Well, this is a one-off. I wanted to leave a surprise for you and Hayley.
A tea set? It's lovely. But we can't possibly accept it.
Of course you can.
It looks... well, priceless.
Well, it was given to me in Singapore, so I don't know its provenance exactly, but... Well,
it was a present, like an heirloom. No, no, we can't take that.
Consider it a pledge.
A pledge?
The tea service will be here all the time, but I shan't be. I promise to leave you in peace.
Right.
Roy, can you help us with Phoebe? She's fast asleep and I've pushed... Oh, hello, Marjorie.
Marjorie's bought us a present.
Just a little housewarming gift.
It's gorgeous. I've never seen such fine china.
It's from Singapore.
It was given to me there. A wedding present from the wife of Teddy's chief of staff. She was very kind to me when I was a young bride.
You can't give us one of your wedding presents.
That's what I said.
That's exactly why I want you both to have it. Teddy and I were so happy in our first home, and I hope you will be too.
Yes, well, I appreciate that, Usha, but... Look, I can't really discuss this now. Yes. Okay, will do. Bye.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, I was glad of the excuse to ring off, and I'm sure Usha was.
Oh, dear, like that is it.
Poor Usha, I know it isn't fair to shoot the messenger, but these letters from Sid's solicitor make me so angry.
She had another?
Oh, now it's, why would I need maintenance? I can easily go back to teaching.
And what happens to Jamie?
Where's the problem? I get a full-time job, and of course teaching is so wonderfully well paid that this means I can afford a full-time nanny as well.
But you didn't want to work full-time.
Ah, that's my choice, apparently. Either way, he's insisting on a clean break settlement in a few months' time.
He's sticking to that?
It's completely unrealistic. When have I got time to even start looking for a teaching job? It's taking all my energies getting the childcare covered to hold down the job I've got now.
Right, don't worry about that. We'll manage.
No, Pat, you won't have to. I'll be in the shop.
Hayley can help?
No, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, you found someone else?
Yes.
Good. Who?
Sid. If he thinks it's so easy to work and look after a child on your own at the same time, let him try it. Sid can have Jamie for the rest of the week, and let's see how he copes.
Morning, Dad. That looks like good stuff. Yep. If you want the best compost, come to the Grundys.
That'd be a good slogan, that.
Might have to work on it a bit. I'll get Susan onto it.
Bit beneath her, isn't it?
No, you'd be surprised. She's really keen on this.
Knows a good thing when she sees it, eh?
Yeah, more than you. Even Mike took it. Mowing on at me all morning. Can't I make it a bit tidier?
Oh, it's a nice shape you got there. Like them Swiss chocolate bars.
Smelling the place out?
Oh, well, not for long. Give it a day or two.
Yes, what I said. Come to give me a hand, have you?
But I thought I'd better let you know that them folks that are buying the caravan turned up while you was fetching that.
Oh, good. What do they want?
Just to take a few more measurements or something.
Oh, great. Horrible moment. I thought you were going to tell me that. Pulled out of the deal.
Well, they say they'll be back on Friday to collect it.
With the cash?
Well, you weren't letting them have the caravan without it, are you?
I am not. Oh, that's good. There's a weight off me mind. Hey, not a word to Clary, mind.
I wasn't going to tell her.
You're not surprised for her. Like the caravan was for you.
Yeah, she won't be disappointed if it all falls through.
It won't, Dad. Don't worry.
Yeah, good thing she's spending more time at Meadow Roy's. That makes it easier.
She going there tonight as well?
Oh, I don't know. Just as long as she's there on Thursday.
Yeah, because I thought we might get on with a bit more cider pressing.
Hey, good idea, in fact.
Oh, Eddie, thank goodness you're here.
Oh, hello, Ruth. What's the matter?
Why aren't you at Bridge Farm?
Old Pat said I could take an early dinner. She could say I worried I were.
What's happened now?
You been back to the caravan?
No, I was on my way, but I saw you over... Why?
Oh, I just wondered.
We've had this letter from the landlord.
Oh, what does he want?
He thinks we've been subletting.
Well, we haven't. That's all right.
Landlord, you just can't leave you alone.
No, it ain't all right. He said they sent a representative last week and found evidence.
What evidence?
Well, Edward and all his mates. I knew we should never have left him on his own.
Oh, this bloke's been talking to them poisonous busybodies on the second floor.
Don't worry, love. They can't prove nothing.
Don't understand. When he came to the flat, Jazza answered the door. I got it out of Edward this morning.
So? Can't a friend answer the door for you?
Well, not if he says his name ain't Grundy. And when they ask him if he lives there, he says, what's it to you if I do?
Well, lad, having a bit of fun.
Yeah, a bit of fun. If they think we're in breach of our tenancy agreement, they can throw us out. And then what are we going to do?
Sort of them soft drinks out.
Yeah, all done. What did the brewery want?
Wasn't the brewery. It was Jennifer Aldridge. Wants to know if we can supply the stuff she needs for a punch for her Halloween shindig.
Bit of a cheek, innit? Expecting you to support a rival attraction?
Well, if folks are going to be down at Arkwright Hall, we might as well make some money out of it. I haven't got much planned for Halloween anyway.
No.
A few decorations, maybe. We need to concentrate our attentions on bonfire night, don't we?
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. The decorators are doing a really good job.
Always gets the punters in. With all the new attractions we've got on offer.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Be quiet today, though.
Don't you worry. They'll all be in tonight for the line dancing.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just as well, isn't it? You'll want to take Jamie out, won't you? When Kathy delivers him.
Well, it might be best. It's good of you to hold the fort.
It's just good you're going to get to see him. A bit more notice might have been nice.
Yes, but... I am sorry, but Kathy didn't leave me much choice. And after the trouble I've had about seeing him...
Honestly, it's all right. Oh, talk of the devil.
Good morning, Sid.
Kathy. Where's Jamie?
In the car. I just wanted a word.
Oh, right. Well, go on then.
In private.
Well, is that really necessary?
Oh, don't worry, Sid. They need me in the Plowman's.
I'll bet they do.
This word, Kathy.
You can have Jamie for the afternoon. I've got to get a few things from the village shop, then I'm going into work. I'll pick him up around 6.
Oh, okay. What was private about that?
I know I'm not allowed to say this, but I would rather he wasn't hanging round the pub.
I was planning to take him out anyway.
Good. He deserves your full attention.
And he'll get it. Now can I have a word?
Quickly, then. I don't want to leave him too long.
It's great to get an extra chance to see him, but I would have appreciated a bit more notice.
Would you?
Yeah, I've had to sort things out in the pub.
It's difficult to hold down a job and look after a child all on your own. I'd never have guessed.
I was only saying...
According to your solicitor, you're entitled to see your son any time you like. He's the most important thing in your life.
You know how I feel about Jamie. Don't start that.
Important as long as it's convenient. You'll fit him in when you can.
Kathy.
Well, I don't have that luxury. Still, if you're telling me you don't want to see him...
Of course I do. It's just...
Good. I'll go and get him then.
Kathy, we said we weren't going to do this. What's the point?
Has she gone?
Yeah, she'll be back in a minute with Jamie. It might be best if you was...
If I was back in the Plowman's? Oh, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, I just don't want to cause him a scene in front of Jamie. And I don't trust her not to.
I don't want him thinking I'm some wicked stepmother he can't be left alone with.
Just for the time being. It's easier if we don't show it in her face. She can't keep this up forever.
Oh, hello, Usha.
Hi.
Where's Betty?
Oh, on the phone.
Oh, I wonder if she'll be long. I'm in a bit of a rush.
Oh, go ahead of me. I'm still looking.
Bit late for spring cleaning, isn't it?
Bit late for Diwali cleaning.
Oh, I see.
I've got most of my family coming on Thursday.
Ah, so you want the place looking spick and span?
No, Auntie Satya will, and she's coming tomorrow, and I can't let her see how I'm living. Oh, these supplies are for her.
I wish I got relatives like that.
I am very lucky. I shall offer to help, of course, but she won't let me.
Better and better.
So I'm taking Ruth to buy some new clothes, get out from under Satya's feet.
Oh, that'll be nice for Ruth.
I hope so.
Anyway, I'm glad to have seen you. I wanted to apologise for being so short with you on the phone.
That's all right.
I was so angry about that letter.
I know it's hard.
Yeah, it is.
But it really is best if you can try not to get too emotional about all this. It is the practicalities we're trying to sort out.
Difficult not to get emotional when your life's been turned upside down.
I know, but...
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start again. But I have left Jamie with Sid for the afternoon.
Good. I'm glad you've come to some more equitable arrangements about contact time.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But at least you can tell Sid's solicitor I'm being very reasonable.
You put the apple through a mangle? You're having me on.
That's true as I'm standing here. Isn't that right, Eddie?
Yes, it is.
Well, you can come and watch if you like. We'll be up there this evening.
No, sir. I've got my hands full serving legal booze.
There's nothing illegal about it.
Oh, no, not if it's for your own consumption.
You've got an old orchard up there. You're going to drink the lot.
I don't really know how much we've got till it's in the pipes.
Well, we can't tell then. Not till it's racked off. Never knows how much grutch you're going to leave behind.
You two still speaking English?
You want a translation?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Right. Uh-huh. You leave the juice to ferment in big barrels, pipes. Mm-hmm. Then you transfer it,
rack it off,
to smaller barrels, leaving the sediment behind.
Gruts. And then all you leave behind sometimes.
Ain't it?
You don't want to know, Jolene.
Well, in the old days, you'd put a rat or maybe a cockerel in too.
Oh, what on earth for?
Improve the flavour.
Oh, gross, or what?
Happened by accident. The old barns with rats in the beams, fumes coming up from the open vats.
Yeah, and I suppose the cockerels were having a swim.
That's all good stuff. The protein helped the yeast along.
Yeah, remind me never to drink your cider.
So you say that.
Well, so he knows. What about when I put that joint of lamb in our cider?
Eddie, you ever bring in them drinks, Sansa?
I'm sorry, love.
Oh, we were just telling Jolene who he makes our cider.
Yeah, put me off it for life, Clary.
I'm sure that'll come in very handy for her, but we've got things we need to discuss.
Yeah, and I better get into the ploughman's. I'm short-handed today.
Yeah, well, I'll come and give you a hand. I expect you could do with a potman, eh?
No fool like an old fool.
You weren't exactly dragging yourself away.
No, Dad was telling it all wrong.
Eddie, we've got a bit more to worry about than whether Jolene Rogers understands the finer points of cider making.
Sorry.
And we ain't decided what to do about it yet.
I really don't think you need to worry.
Eddie, it's October. The clocks go back next Sunday.
Look at that time already.
Winter's coming on. We can't spend the winter in that caravan.
Yeah, you're right there.
We need meadow rice.
Maybe.
Oh, what do you mean, maybe? You know what would happen if the landlord threw us out, don't you?
Well...
Nothing. That's what the council would say. We made ourselves intentionally homeless.
How would they work that in?
Because we'd have broken the tenancy agreement. They wouldn't rehouse us. We'd be out on the street.
That ain't going to happen.
Why not?
No, we haven't broken our tenancy agreement. Lord knows we should be charging them mates of Edward's rent the amount of time they spend there. But we're not.
Look, you don't need to prove it. If we ain't there and someone else is...
Look, we'd better be there then, hadn't we?
What, move back? Well, I didn't think you'd want to.
Oh, we don't all have to go. But if you stay at Meadow Rise all this week...
Well, I'd have to come into work.
Well, that's okay. But Edward's there, isn't he? If the bloke comes round, you can tell him to call back in the evening.
I suppose so.
Then you could sort it all out with him. Tell him it was, well, just lads being daft. Yeah. It must happen all the time round there.
It would put my mind at rest. But how are you and Joe going to cope?
Oh, we'll manage. And if it will stop you fretting...
It would.
And you can come back to the caravan for the weekend. Well, they're not going to send anyone then.
Suppose not.
That's settled then. Don't worry, love. Things will be all right in the end. You mark my words.
That's right, Jamie. Throw the bread as far as you can. Good lad.
Hello, Sid.
What are you doing here? If you've changed your mind...
No, of course I haven't. Hi, Jamie.
Checking up on me. He's quite safe.
Do you think I'd have left him with you if I didn't think he would be?
He's got my full attention. Jolene isn't lurking in the bushes.
Oh, you really are paranoid, aren't you? You must get it off that solicitor of yours.
Only one person responsible for that.
Is there?
If you just talk to me, Cathy.
You seem to prefer to discuss things through your solicitor.
We can't go on like this. Not about Jamie.
You've got him.
I know, but this atmosphere between us. We need to talk.
Not now. I've got to get on to the shop.
Well, when you collect him?
He'll be tired.
But when then?
Well, maybe we can arrange a time in the morning when I drop him off.
You want me to have him tomorrow?
Well, yes. He's yours for the week.
The week?
It's half term. I've got to work.
Yeah, but so have I.
Well, let Jolene take over. I'm sure she's dying to.
It isn't as simple as that.
No. Well, either you want to see Jamie or you don't. Seems simple to me.
Oh, Usha, it's lovely.
Do you think so?
Yeah, it really suits you. You must have that one.
You don't think it's a bit bright?
It's a wonderful colour. I wish I could wear it.
Well, are you sure I can't tempt you?
Me in a sari? I don't think so.
Well, I could show you how.
You could try, but I don't think you'd succeed.
I want you to have some party clothes, too.
I will. We'll go back and get those black trousers.
They were very smart.
It was a very smart shop. I didn't realise Felbersham had got so trendy.
And when was the last time you were here, clothes shopping?
When? Well, I bought a dress for Josh's christening.
Oh, Ruth!
You know me. A nice top and a clean pair of jeans. That's my idea of party clothes. Though I can see it won't do for your party.
Mm, 'tis a bit of a special occasion.
Of course it is.
I'm just so pleased my family are coming to me for once.
It'll be lovely to meet your parents.
Not to mention Shiv's friends. You know what high standards he's got.
Who's he bringing?
Only one friend, to be fair. A colleague of his, moving up to a practice in Felpersham, so Shiv thought he might like to meet some local people.
I wonder if David and I should have our own accountant. Everyone else in the family's got one.
Now, Ruth, I've already told Pa he's not to monopolise Tim.
Don't worry, we won't mention the inheritance. Might not be anything to talk about soon.
Don't tell me Elizabeth has come round.
You're joking. There might not be much to inherit.
You've had news about those tests. I thought that wasn't coming till the end of the week.
It isn't, but I reckon we can guess what Alistair's going to tell us. Another cow aborted this morning.
Oh, no, you should have said. We didn't have to come out.
I was glad to get away.
Well, it's starting to look serious, isn't it?
It's already serious. It was another 7-month fetus. So that means a whole year's milk lost from that cow.
And what kind of financial loss is that?
£1,200. Maybe more.
So that's two with the other one.
And that's just the milk. If we have to cull those cows as well... It's not looking good.
Well, just when you were getting yourself together.
Good thing I am. Oh, don't let's talk about it. We'll know soon enough.
I just wish there was something I could do.
There is, and you are.
What?
Throwing this lovely party to take me mind off it. So, how's Satya?
Up to her elbows in soap suds when I left her.
Good old Satya. And cooking too, I hope.
From the moment she got through the door, after she cleaned the oven, of course.
Of course. Thank goodness my appetite's come back.
I won't hold you up. This shouldn't take long.
That's all right.
It's just that I'm seeing Elaine Bannerman at 5.
Oh, good. I suggested she might consult you again.
Yes, she said.
She was a bit reluctant. She's so determined to tough things out.
Well, I'm glad she's talking to you.
I hope it's helping. But there are things you can offer I can't.
Drugs, you mean?
Well, there's no shame in that, if they're appropriate. That's all I was trying to tell her.
No, you're right. Though drugs aren't normally appropriate in cases of bereavement... Counselling is usually the best medicine.
Well, I'm not qualified to judge.
Any more than I'm a qualified counsellor.
You're a bit more than a pill dispenser.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's hard when you work on your own with no one to bounce ideas off. I miss working in a partnership.
I'm sure you do.
And poor Elaine is just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, I know. So many people are struggling.
Yep, they certainly are.
Like the Grundys, repeated over and over again.
You don't need to tell me about that, Janet.
You know... I've got colleagues in the cities who still think nothing bad can happen to anyone if they're surrounded by beautiful countryside.
We'll just have to help ourselves then, won't we?
I'm all for that. Did you have anything in mind specifically?
Well, I was having a look at the website for the Rural Stress Information Network.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I was wondering if they might put us in touch with one of their people to come down and talk to us.
Just you and me?
Well, whoever was interested.
An evening of rural stress... people still don't like to admit that, though, do they?
That's one of the problems.
So, what are we going to do about it?
Good question.
I don't think we're going to answer it in 5 minutes, do you?
No. And I need to ring the hospital before Elaine arrives.
Do you have to dash off after surgery?
I shouldn't be home too late, but I'm sure I could spare half an hour.
Well, why don't we have a quick drink in the bull, then, and see what we can come up with?
Careful, Jamie. Don't run so fast.
He's been Tarzan springing through the jungle. Ain't you, Jamie?
You're encouraging him.
Of course I am. Me, Jane. Oh, I've had a lovely afternoon.
Yeah, so has he.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, no question. You're a lot of fun. Of course, I've always known that.
It's been so long since Fallon wanted to do anything interesting with me.
Like feeding the sheep, you mean?
Yeah, wasn't it great? Yeah. Oh, I love them funny hens.
Yeah, the first time I've ever seen a hen riding on a sheep, certainly.
Jamie loved them.
Yeah, I know.
And as for this tree walk, I never realised trees could be this exciting.
Yeah, not the only one. Jamie! We'll have to be going home soon.
Oh, there's no rush.
Yeah. All good things must come to an end.
We're good for another half an hour. Clary said she didn't mind opening up.
It's not Clary I'm worried about. If we're not there when Cathy comes to pick him up...
Give her a taste of her own medicine. She didn't mind inconveniencing you.
It's been a lovely afternoon.
Oh, it has, hasn't it?
And I don't want to spoil it. Give her any ammunition.
Well, you've got to stand up to her sometime.
But I will. Just not today, eh? It's been so great being here with you and Jamie.
Do you think he's starting to like me?
Yeah, he's always liked you.
Well, that was before. You don't know what stories Cathy's been feeding him.
I don't think even Cathy'd go that far.
Well, she didn't want me to see him.
But she's had to accept that.
Well, you still want me to make myself scarce when we get back there, don't you?
Well...
Oh, don't worry, I will. But if I'm going to have a proper relationship with Jamie, which is what I'd like...
So would I.
Well... I ain't going to be able to go on and treat me like some of the cats dragged in front of Jamie. It'll confuse him.
I know. Come on, Jamie. We've really got to go now. Got to go home, OK? Yes, I will talk to her about it.
That's right, Jamie, you run.
I did try yesterday.
Oh, carefully down the steps, though.
The trouble is, at the moment, I mention your name...
Jamie, not so fast!
Oh, my God! Jamie! Jamie, what have you done?
So, Siobhan's spending all her spare time researching the Mikado. She's really enjoying it, actually.
Has Linda got anyone to do the lights yet?
Yes, I believe so.
But she couldn't tempt you into the chorus of Japanese gentlemen.
If you'd ever heard me sing...
That's not necessarily a qualification, from what Phil's been telling me.
Suppose I was called to an emergency in the middle of an aria.
Why, don't you have a cover for that?
Yes, of course I do. But it's a good excuse for getting out of things you don't want to do.
Let's get him through to the kitchen and then... Oh, wonderful. Dr. Hathaway.
Oh, just the man we need.
What's the matter?
Jamie's had a bit of a fall.
Yeah, out of the tree, what? Well, down the steps.
He seems all right in himself. I'll have to take him to the hospital. But seeing as you're here...
Oh, dear. All right, Jamie?
I'm okay.
I'll take a look at him.
Oh, thank you.
Let's get him through to the kitchen, clean him up a bit.
Oh, that's a good idea. You want me to come, Sid?
No, you're all right.
You should sit down, Jolene. You're a bit shaky yourself. I'm sure there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, no, I know. I was thinking about what might have happened.
Come and sit down for a minute. Oh, children are such a big responsibility, aren't they?
Especially for other people. Oh, he came such a cropper.
He really fell out of the wall.
Oh, no, he sort of tripped down the steps.
Oh, I see.
He went flying. You know how kids are. I was that scared he was going to knock himself out on the post.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, we've been playing at Tarzan all afternoon anyway. He just caught the side of his face on the post, which is where the dirt come from.
He'll probably look a lot better when Sid's cleaned him up.
Well, I did what I could with a tissue.
Oh, I wasn't blaming you, Jolene.
Oh, I blame myself, though. Oh, at first, when it was like he couldn't breathe.
I expect that was just the shock of the fall.
Yeah, I think he was winded as much as anything.
That can be scary.
Oh, for me too. I was just that relieved when he got up and started to cry.
I'm sure you were.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've been through that kind of thing. What a minute's like. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Jolene? Where's Jamie? Oh, evening, Janet.
Evening.
He's in the kitchen with Sid.
Is he? I suppose I'd better go and get him, then.
You might want to hang on a minute.
Might I?
The thing is, Cathy...
He's all right. There's nothing serious.
Right, it's rain and wants a Coke and... Oh, Cathy.
Well, what's Tim doing here?
Now, don't worry, Cathy. He'll have quite a bruise over his eye in a few days, but...
Oh, you're talking about Jamie?
Well, yes, but...
But Sid, what have you done to him?
It was an accident. If you let me explain...
No, don't talk to me. Don't say another word.
Ah. Sorry.
She weren't going to be pleased, however she found out.
But you'll think... I've got to explain.
No, I wouldn't. Let Jamie tell her himself.
Yeah, she'll believe him.
This would have to happen now. just when she'd started letting me see him again.
Look, children have accidents. She knows that.
Of course she does. I'm sure she'll understand. Jamie's getting his stuff together and I'm taking him home.
Did he tell you what happened?
Oh, yes, he told me. So in the morning, you'll be hearing from my solicitor.
Oh, here we go.
I have my way. You won't be seeing Jamie again for a very long time.
You can't do that.
It was an accident.
Oh, you keep your mouth shut, seeing as it was all your fault.
What? No, you just listen to me, Kathy.
Oh, keep calm.
It wasn't Jolene's fault. He tripped.
Oh, and who told him to be Tarzan swinging through the trees?
It were a game.
A game that cracked his skull open.
Don't be ridiculous. He might have a bit of a black eye.
Kathy, but he'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah, I want someone else to look at him.
Oh, come on!
Maybe I should take him straight to the hospital.
I understand.
By the police station.
I understand.
You put Jamie through that just to get at me. You're sick.
Oh, I'm sick. I didn't put my child's life in danger because I was too busy canoodling with my fancy piece to care what happened.
You what?
Don't you dare say that.
I'll say what I like.
Please, will everyone just...
Why are you all shouting? I want to go home.
Of course you do, sweetheart. Jolene, why don't you take Jamie out to Kathy's car?
I don't want that woman near him.
Kathy, please, you need to calm down.
We all do. Could you do that, Dr. Hathaway?
Yes, of course I will. Come on, Jamie. Come on.
Look, I know how difficult it is
for both of you. Jolene, it's nothing to do with you.
Well, can you imagine what that sounded like to that poor child?
Well,
people he loves that love him shrieking at each other, fighting over him.
It wasn't like that.
I know you're both good parents. I know you both love him.
Of course we do.
Then what the hell do you think you're playing at?
This isn't fair. You just
It doesn't matter who's in the right and who's in the wrong, or what's fair and what isn't.
But
what matters is that Jamie comes first. That was the idea, wasn't it?
We're not late, are we?
No, I don't think everyone's here yet.
Are we missing anyone in particular?
Well, how should I know?
You seem to be looking for someone.
No, I'm not. Why should you think that?
Because you're not looking at me.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Don't put yourself out.
Well, you know how Linda gets if she thinks we're messing about at rehearsals.
Oh, is that why you're so nervous?
I'm not nervous. I mean, yeah. Yes, Linda. She's enough to make anyone nervous.
Calm down, love. It's only a rehearsal.
Tom, have you seen Lauren?
Of course I haven't.
Oh, I only asked.
Sorry, no, I haven't.
He's very nervous. Stage fright.
I'm glad you're taking it seriously, but do save something for the performance. This is only a rehearsal.
That's what I told him.
I'll be all right in the night.
Of course you will. I hope Lauren isn't going to be late.
Well, I'm sure we'd manage, even if she didn't turn up at all.
Oh, I want to go over that fan thing with her.
It's your scenes I want to concentrate on.
Well, another night would do.
No, it would not. I've got a schedule. Robert worked it out for me on the computer. It'll throw everything out if I don't keep to it.
Well, which scenes do you want to rehearse?
Phil's anxious you haven't tried out your duet yet.
The saucy one.
If you mean, were you not to Coco Planet?
I shall have to watch you there, Tom.
No, you won't. I mean, I don't like people watching me. It makes me nervous.
That is good news.
While I'm rehearsing. Actually, I don't like that so much. Can't we cut it?
What? No, of course we can't. It's the first time you express your love for each other. Oh, good, here's Lauren.
Well, that's all right, then.
And there's Fannin. Looks as though she could do with a hand with those props. Come on, Kirsty.
What? Oh, all right.
Well, it's only a few fans. Well, at least he's keen. Lauren, could you come here a minute, please?
Good evening, Linda. Sorry I'm a bit late.
Yeah, that's all right. I do have a few notes for you.
Is Tom here?
Yes, he's helping Fallon with the props. Now, if we
I'll just let him know I've come.
Well, you're going to be on stage with him all night.
Great.
I'm particularly keen you should tackle your first duet.
Great.
But I have to warn you, Tom seems a little nervous about it.
The one with all the kissing. Yum, yum.
Auntie,
stop it.
I was only arranging these candles. You don't get the full effect.
They look lovely. All your decorations do, so relax and come and join the party.
Should we start serving the food?
There are nibbles. Let people have a chance to get to know one another.
Lovely mixture. Friends and family. Just as Diwali should be.
I am so pleased Ma and Pa could come.
So are they. But where's Shiv?
Oh, he had to meet a friend and show him the way.
Oh, I see.
I'm sure he'll be here soon. You really think Ma and Pa are enjoying themselves?
Yes!
Usha, your brother's just arrived. Wants to know where his friend can park his car.
Oh, right, no problem. Excuse me.
Did you meet this friend? What's he like?
No, he was outside. You're looking very splendid, Satya, if I may say so.
Of course you may. Thank you.
I love those earrings.
From my dowry. I rarely get a chance to wear them.
They're outshining the candles.
Well, it is a festival of light. I like your outfit. Very smart.
For me, yeah.
How are you, my dear?
I was so sorry to hear about your illness.
I'm a lot better now.
You have great inner strength. I've always thought so.
Have you? Well, thank you.
Such a good friend to Usha when she had her troubles.
She's been a good friend to me. I don't know how I would have managed without her.
This is our new year, as you know. I hope it marks a new beginning for you, my dear.
Thanks.
Do you think that could be Shiv's friend?
Where? Oh, yeah. He's gorgeous.
Tell me, did Usha say he's an accountant?
Little less noise, people, please. Phil and I are trying to talk. Thank you.
All ready for your big number?
This stupid duet. The sooner that's over, the better.
It has been a long evening.
Yeah. Look, why don't you get off? There's no point in hanging around for me.
Oh, don't be silly. You'll be finished after this scene, won't you?
Well, I might be.
I'll wait then. Unless you don't want to take me home.
Of course I do.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Hardly seen you all evening.
I've been rehearsing.
Or talking to other girls.
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, I know you're only trying to be kind, Tom.
I'm not.
But she might think you're encouraging her.
I didn't. What's she been saying?
She doesn't have to say anything. I can tell by the way she looks at you.
I can't help the way people look at me.
You've got to be cruel to be kind. She's only 15.
15?
It's kind of you to help her with the props, but if she's got a crush on you...
Fallon? Oh, you don't need to worry about Fallon.
Oh, I worry for her.
Nanky Poo and Yum Yum on stage, please.
Oh, come on, Tom. Up you come.
I'll go and watch, but you think about what I've said.
I will. Fallon, that's useful.
Hurry up, Tom. We haven't got all night.
Here, give me your hand.
I can run it a few steps.
Oh, Mary, excuse. I've hardly seen you all night.
We'll go from Nanky Poo's entrance.
I'm really looking forward to this.
Are you?
Well, get off then, Tom.
Not as much as I'm looking forward to you taking me home afterwards.
Cue, please, Lauren.
How pitiable is the condition of a young and innocent child brought from the gloom of a lady's academy into the full-blown blaze of her own marriage ceremony, and with a man for whom I care nothing. True, he loves me, but everybody does that.
Yum Yum, at last we are alone.
Mm, wonderful food, Auntie.
Well, there's plenty of it. Tuck in.
I didn't realise Usha was such a good cook.
She's improving.
Come off it. You cooked it all, didn't you?
She helped prepare the vegetables.
Usha never was much use in the kitchen. Her ma spoiled her.
Oh, she spoiled all of you.
I can cook.
Oh, yes. Since when?
I can knock up a mean chili.
Oh, all men think that. Your friend Ashok, can he cook?
I don't know. It's never come up at work.
Oh, such hard-working boys.
That or we're talking about cricket.
Ah, you'll miss him when he leaves.
I will. He's a good bloke.
And it's a good firm. Why does he want to leave?
Oh, better prospects. He'll be senior partner in his new place in Felpisham.
Senior partner, really? And he's so young.
He's a bright chap, and he puts the hours in.
Admirable. How old is he exactly?
I don't know exactly. About my age. But if you like, I'll check his teeth.
It's not respectful to tease your elders, especially at Diwali.
I can see where all this is going, you know.
I'm just taking an interest in your friends.
In case he would do for Usha.
Well, don't tell me it hadn't crossed your mind.
Maybe, but you know what Usha's like.
I do. Not a very good judge of men.
She likes to make up her own mind. Pushing things is the best way to put her off.
Oh, I was just making inquiries for my own interest.
If you say so.
They seem to be getting on quite well as it is.
Yes. Without any help from us.
Let me make it clear to you, this is what I'll never do. This is what I'll never, never, never do.
Dear, supposed to be kissing you, not the other way round.
But I should respond.
Well, yes, but not quite so enthusiastically. You nearly knocked him over.
I thought that made it funnier.
We are aiming for light comedy, not knockabout farce. Now, let's try again.
Well, do we have to?
Yes, we do.
Could I just get a drink of water, Linda? My throat's dry.
Oh, I suppose so, but hurry.
Okay. Don't worry, babes. I'm not going to take any notice. Missing you already?
Great.
Now, I don't want people wandering off. This is going to be a very short break.
Tom, you got a minute?
Oh, here we go. Yes, babes?
Babes? What am I, posh spice?
Sorry. What's the matter? Do you want to go home?
Oh, I don't think I'd better.
Well, I could see you tomorrow.
She might have changed you to a bedpost by then.
I don't think even Linda would go that far.
I meant Lauren. If that's what she can get up to with a room full of people watching...
She's just throwing herself into the bath.
Oh, I'll say. She doesn't need a glass of water. She needs a bucket.
Look, Linda's told her to cool it down. It's not as if I'm enjoying it or anything.
Oh, of course not. You'd think she'd have more pride.
Well, she's like that. So I hear.
I can understand Fallon. I mean, she's just a kid, but...
I'm irresistible to women. Sorry, Kirsty. You'll just have to get used to it.
Oh, that was a pretty one.
Yeah, one of Far's.
He loves fireworks.
Oh, they're wonderful. I hope our bonfire night display is going to be this good.
Where do you have it?
On the village green by the bull.
I hear the landlord and his wife are getting divorced.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, so sad. And a child involved.
Yeah.
Usha's acting for the wife, isn't she?
Ah, so that's why she won't tell me anything about it.
Jim, Ashok wants you. He's got to go now.
So soon? Oh, what a pity. Aren't you going to say goodbye to him, Usha?
I already have.
I expect you'll see him again anyway, with him moving to the area.
Well, I'm hardly likely to bump into him in the street.
You should ask him round. Make him feel welcome in his new life.
I expect he'll be terribly busy sorting all that out in Felpersham. Don't you think so, Ruth?
Well, I suppose so.
Kindness to a stranger is one of our great traditions.
But he isn't a stranger, Auntie. He's Shiv's friend.
Exactly. Oh, I must go and have a word with your mother.
You shouldn't tease her. On Diwali, too.
I know, but I can't resist it. She's so transparent. She'll forgive me.
You reckon?
When I tell her what she wants to hear.
You do like Ashok?
I'm having dinner with him next week.
This! No, no, Tom, you're supposed to kiss her. Put some passion into it.
Yes, what's the matter with you?
Oh, knackered. Can't we call it a night?
It is late. Tom's got to take me home.
Oh, I suppose so. All right, everyone, we'll leave it till next week. Rehearsal over. Thank you.
Hope she'll do it better next week.
Well, I can rehearse it with him.
It'd be better if it was Lauren.
She's putting him off.
She's passionate enough.
Exactly.
They're going to have to sort something out.
Do you need me on Tuesday, Linda?
I'm not sure offhand. Where's your rehearsal schedule?
I gave it to Tom.
Why?
Well, he's got his pinned up on his wall.
Really?
Tom, have you got my rehearsal schedule?
What? Oh, somewhere.
Do you need it now? It's late. I want to get home.
Well, it doesn't need to hold you up.
I'd like you to find it.
Well, it's no problem. He can look for it on the way...
To the bull. Yeah, I will.
You want to go for a drink? But it's so late.
It's not that late.
I've promised Fallon to help carry the props home. She didn't bring many props.
Send me across the way.
Can't you manage on her own?
She wants to talk to me about something.
Oh, Tom, remember what I told you.
Ooh. This is a good time to get it straight. Sorry.
See ya.
But Tom!
That's exactly the kind of exit I want in Act Two. Totally unexpected.
I'll say. What did you tell him about Fallon?
Oh, well, that she's got a crush on him.
Oh, yes. Well, who hasn't?
Good question. Still, perhaps he should sort it out.
Nip it in the bud. Yes.
And I don't want it affecting her work. Oh, why do my productions always produce these emotional complications?
Don't know, Linda. Bad feng shui.
You ready for lunch? The kids are waiting for you.
Oh, sorry. I just thought I'd check this pasture while you were all busy. Haven't had much time this week, what with carving and being at home farm.
Is Brian going to need you next week?
Maybe, although he has been lucky with the weather. Got on well with the sugar beet.
He can relax a bit then.
Yeah. It's just a pity, really, that it coincided with half term. I haven't seen as much of the kids as I would have liked.
I think they've had a good week.
Well, they were keen to help you with the calves this morning.
Oh, yeah. We've got two good little stockmen there.
Presuming we've got any stock for them to look after. Dad hasn't heard from Alistair yet, has he?
I'd have told you straight away.
What's the hold-up? He said he'd have the results by today.
Maybe he hasn't had time to look at them. He's been out on a call or something.
Maybe.
We'll know soon enough.
Suppose so.
Oh, good job we had Usha's party to take our minds off it.
Yeah, that was a good do, wasn't it? Fantastic food.
I loved the fireworks.
Yeah, it's nice to see Shiv again. He's a good bloke.
You two still trying to work out who the best cricketer in the world is?
Well, there's no question about that. It's just convincing him. Now, if he was moving to Felbersham, not his mate...
Did you talk to him at all?
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, he's a nice chap. Usha seemed rather taken with him.
Well, if even you noticed...
Oh, look who it is. Hi, Dad.
What's he doing up here?
Maybe he's heard something.
Please let it be good news.
I don't think so.
Morning, Phil.
I'm glad I found you together. The children said they thought you might be out here.
Yeah, we were just having a look at this bit of grass.
Yes, we may not need as much as we thought.
You've heard from Alistair?
Yes, he just rang. It is leptospirosis. The test confirmed it.
Oh, how?
He says not to panic.
Easier said than done.
He's coming round this afternoon to discuss what we can do about it.
Yeah, it's not much, is it?
Maybe something we can do to stop it spreading, at least.
Well, I think that's what he wants to talk about.
Well, I hope he can come up with something.
So do I. Because if not...
Oh, let's just wait and see, shall we?
What are we going to do if they don't come this afternoon?
Well, they will. They said they would.
They said they'd be ringing with the money this morning.
Don't make no sense for them to make two trips. You can see that.
I knows what I see.
Might as well bring the money when they come to collect the caravan this afternoon.
I don't like it, Eddie. They're going to back out.
If they were going to back out, why would they have bothered leaving a message at Willow Farm for me? They just wouldn't have turned up.
Well, suppose they don't. What are we going to tell Clary? We got everything boxed up, ready to move. We'd never be able to get the caravan straight.
Look, it's not going to happen.
What about Keeper's Cottage? Should we start getting that ready?
You get on with that, just like we've planned. I want this to be the best surprise Clary's ever...
Good, I thought I might find you here.
Clary, what are you doing here?
You haven't been back to the caravan, have you?
Well, Sid wanted a word, and Pat had to make a delivery to the shop anyway.
Oh, yeah, what about?
So you haven't been back?
Oh, arrangements for bonfire night. No, I ain't been back, will I?
Oh, nothing.
It was a surprise to see you. Can I get you a drink, Clary?
No, I can't. You're up to some, aren't you?
Hey. Did Sid tell you about Fallon? Oh, gosh, she was well chuffed. Tom Archer walked her home.
You must be.
I thought you might be thirsty.
Look, I shall be back up there after work. You might as well tell me now.
There's nothing to tell. Except we're glad you're coming back. We've missed you, haven't we, Dad?
Oh, yeah, we have. But don't feel you have to rush back.
It'll be my normal time. So whatever it is you've done that you ain't telling me, get it fixed.
Oh, there's nothing for you to worry about, Clary, love.
Oh, don't say that. We had another visit from that bloke from the landlord yesterday evening.
That was a good job you was there. Yeah,
so, did you manage to set him straight?
I think so. He's still a bit suspicious.
Oh, they're like that, ain't they, landlord?
Ah, nothing he can do if he ain't got no proof.
But there's something we can. We can move back.
Oh, Clary.
Look, we've got to be practical. That caravan ain't no place to spend the winter.
That's true enough.
Especially not for you, with your farmer's loan.
Well, no, but...
We just can't afford to lose Meadow Rise. We've got to have somewhere we can call home.
We are.
And we can't risk that bloke coming round again when we ain't there and Ed is. And he's bound to be, because he certainly can't spend the winter in that bender.
No, I agree with you, love.
What? You do?
Oh, yeah. We'll have to move.
Bye, Alistair. Thanks for all your help.
No magic solutions, then?
Well, I didn't really think there would be.
Suppose you always hope...
Hope lightning couldn't strike twice in the same place.
Yes.
Oh, we've never had leptospirosis before.
Well, I was thinking about the TB.
And the year we've had.
That's the way it goes, though.
It's not as bad as all that.
Well, at least now we know.
We'll vaccinate the whole herd next week.
With a bit of luck, that should stop it in its tracks.
Yes, but suppose it doesn't. Oh, I should have remembered about that test.
Oh, come on, Dad. We've been through all this. It wasn't anybody's fault.
Least of all yours. I should have reminded you.
Oh, don't be silly, Ruth. I didn't mean that.
We'll just have to make the best of it.
But it's so much money lost already.
I know.
Only 3 cows with it, and we're already down thousands.
Not to mention having to write off 2 of our best milkers.
If we lose any more...
Maybe we should treat the rest of the herd with antibiotics. Alistair said it was an option.
Yeah, but it's a gamble, though, isn't it? I mean, if they're not infected, it's a waste of money.
Well, we can't afford to lose much more. Our profits were thin enough as it is.
Well, we've had tough times before.
No, not like this. And not going on for so long, hitting every enterprise we've got.
It's bound to pick up soon. Some people think it is already.
Not on this farm, it isn't. Oh, sorry, I know I shouldn't be talking like this.
Oh, don't be daft.
If you can't talk to us, who can you talk to?
We're all still a bit shell-shocked, eh?
Yes.
At least we've got each other.
Yeah, of course we have. We'll pull through, Dad. We always do.
Yes, of course we will. I'll just go and run a few figures through the computer. I feel better when I've got a clearer picture of what exactly we're looking at.
That's a good idea.
Do you think so?
Well, he's always better when he's got something to do.
But when he actually looks at the figures, well, it's not going to be a pretty picture, is it?
Right you are, mate. Good luck. I hope you get as much use out of it as we did. There you are, Dad. What did I say? Told you they'd turn up.
You left it long enough.
They came, that's the important thing. And left the money.
Still leaves it a bit tight to get all this stuff down to Keeper's Cottage before Clary gets back.
Oh, it's not as if we have to unpack it. You've got the living room nice and cosy, haven't you?
Of course I have. Been working on it all afternoon.
Now we can just stick all this lot in one of the bedrooms then. Sort it out tomorrow.
Oh, I suppose so.
Right, let's get it loaded on the van then.
Richard.
Right, give us a lift with this. We'll do the heavy stuff first.
Okay.
And I suppose one of us had better stay here in case Clary turns up.
Yeah, well, you can. I don't want to have to explain.
Okay. Oh, Lord, she's early.
I told you I was cutting things fine.
Here, take the keys. Hey. You get down to the cottage and get everything ready.
Hey, well, don't worry. I don't want to stick round here.
Look, I'll just stall her. Clary, love.
Don't you, Clary, love me?
We wasn't expecting you yet.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, you said you'd be home at your normal time.
Well, always a pleasure to see you, you know
oh,
that.
Oh, don't think you can soft-soap me this time.
Yeah, all right.
Straight answers for once. Why was the caravan being towed away? What are all my things doing out here in boxes? And where do you think you're going?
Sorry, Clary, love. Stuff to
yeah, well, that's right, Dad. Off you go. I can explain everything to Clary.
You don't need to. The minute I saw that caravan being towed across the yard, I knew.
Did you?
It's been repossessed, innit?
Oh, well, not exactly.
You don't need to lie to me no more.
Yeah, I know
you
that.
You didn't have to try and keep it from me in the first place. I know something were up.
Yeah, well, can't pull the wool over your eyes, can
I?
I
don't know why you tried. If I hadn't have sorted things out with the landlord, it would have been a disaster. Don't bear thinking
of
it.
I know. I would have told you then.
It ain't as if we ain't got somewhere else to go.
That's certainly true.
So why the big mystery? If you'd have told me, it wouldn't have been such a shock.
It wasn't meant to be.
And I could have helped you sort all this stuff out.
Well, that wasn't really the idea.
I mean, look at all these boxes. I'll bet you ain't packed them proper.
Probably not.
How many journeys is it going to take to get this lot back to the flat?
Dunno.
Have you even organised any help? I mean, Mike to give us a hand?
Doesn't
or Neil?
Matter.
Oh, of course it matters! We can't just leave it here.
Look, it can wait. I want you to come for a walk.
You what?
I want you to come for a walk with me.
We've just lost the one place we called home, all our belongings are standing out here at the mercy of the elements, and you want me to go for a walk?
That's right. You drink it up. All good stuff.
Hello, Ruth.
Oh, Phil. Hi. Ah,
didn't you do enough of that this morning?
Oh, I like being with the calves. You know.
Yeah. I've just been scratching Frieda's back.
Did it help?
A bit. I want to say I'm sorry.
To me? What for?
I can't pretend I'm not worried.
We all are.
But compared to what you've been through... There's no comparison. I mean, you do know I know that.
I do.
If I thought all this would affect your recovery...
It won't. It's something to get better for.
Is it?
Yeah. Carry on the fight.
Well, sometimes I wonder whether it's worth it.
Don't say that. What you've made out of this farm is such an achievement. You've got so much to be proud of. Whatever happens.
You've pulled some daft stunts in your time, Eddie Grundy, but this has to take a biscuit.
Just keep walking. Oh. Through the gate.
Let's go for a walk when there's so much to do.
It'll be worth it, you'll see.
What I see is Keeper's Cottage and why I should want to... Oh, there's a light on.
Oh, there is.
Someone moved in.
Jack Woolley's got some new tenants, yeah.
Oh.
You'll see.
Oh, mates are yours, I suppose. Oh, look, I ain't really in the mood for going visiting. And if they've just moved in, they won't want to be disturbed.
Well, let's see, shall we? Anybody home?
Eddie.
No reply. Oh, well, that's strange.
Look, Eddie, I don't know what all this is in aid of, but whatever you was planning, your friends obviously don't want to play. Oh, what's that?
It's a key. I wonder if it fits this lock.
What have they given you a key?
Oh, look at that. It does.
But hello, Clary Lou.
Joe? What are you doing here? Oh, I don't understand.
I sold the caravan. Paid Jack Woolley the rent in advance. We got a 6-month lease. This is our place now.
Welcome home, Clary Lou.
It's ours?
Don't you believe me? I'll prove it to you.
Oh, Eddie.
Mind out the way, Dad. There we are, Mrs. Grundy. I've carried you over the threshold. Now, do you believe me?
Don't know what to say.
Come on through. I lit the fire.
And the champagne.
In the mop bucket. Oh, Eddie.
Hey, what are you crying for, love?
Because we're home.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sean O'Connor, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.